Tonight at Grace Fellowship for another encounter night. How many of you guys are excited to be here and experience the presence of the Lord? We are expecting that God is going to do something mighty. The Lord showed me earlier this week when we had the rain, and for those who are watching online, we got like 7 to 10 inches in this region, that something broke in the spirit realm that night. There was something that shifted in the spirit realm for a good reason. Even though we got tons, literally tons of water in this area, something broke. And so God wants you to be expectant that tonight something special is going to happen for each and every one of you, whether you're here or watching online or watching the recording. God is going to do something pretty amazing. And I just kind of sense that the Lord is going to just have your hopes rise up. How many need their hopes risen this week? Amen. And so, Father, we just thank you for your promises. We just know that your promises are always yes in Christ and amen in Christ for your glory. And it is through us. And Jesus, we thank you that you are our hope. And so we focus right now on the hope that you have for us individually. And Holy Spirit, we just thank you for your presence in this place. We thank you that you're going to continue to minister to us. And Lord, we're just hungry. We want more of you. We want more of your truth, more of your love. And we're just choosing to abide in faith, hope, and love tonight, Lord. And Father, I just thank you for the songs that you're going to sing through Drew and Abby tonight. We thank you for the angels that are in this place, that they are present here. And as they sing, the angels will sing along. Lord, we just thank you for the anointing. And we just pray release of your anointing in this place tonight, in Jesus' name. The one thing the Lord showed me earlier too, that the captives are going to get set free. The captives are going to get set free tonight. That there are lies and there's deceptions that you guys have been believing. But God is going to set you free. He's going to give you a new image on the inside of yourself. Amen. So I just, for those who are here, please stand up. Just put your hands out like this. And just say, Lord, what do you want to say to me tonight? Now just watch and listen what he reveals to you. So go find your own quiet place right now apart. You know, leave at least one seat between you and another person. If you want to lay down, you can lay down. But you can go find your place and sit down or lay down right now. Thank you. what he want to say about hope tonight? I'm restoring your hope. The things you used to hope for in the past, I have some things that are much better in the future for you. I want you to be on the same page with me, hoping for what I desire. Because when you do, then it's my will that's coming to pass. Is that what you want? I want to show you tonight what you are going to hope for from now on. So just ask me for one thing right now, and I'll show you. Try and figure out the how part. I'm just showing you what it is. So continue to watch and listen. Yes, it's me. I'm revealing this to you. Now ask me why. Why do I want you to hope for this?
Appointments. off right now? Is it just gonna get in the way? He's lifting him up. He's lifting him off his shoulders. He's lifting him up. He's lifting him off his shoulders. Just need you to let go of all the disappointment. I'm right here. I'm right here.
When you cast your burdens upon me, then who has them? I do, don't I? Either you have the burdens or I do. It's your choice. If you're not sure how, just ask me. I'll show you how to cast them. But don't take them back, okay?
Like you, God. There's no one greater. There's no one like you, God. There's no one greater. There's no one like you, God. There's no one greater. Oh, there's no one like you, God. There's no one greater. Mercy and grace found at the feet of Jesus. Love everlasting found in the arms of the Father. Mercy and grace found at the feet of Jesus. Love everlasting found in His arms. My heart sings my love for you. My heart sings my love for you, Father. Oh. There's no one greater.
Since nothing's impossible with me, that means all things are possible with me. I know the situation you're in right now. And I have more possibilities, things you haven't even thought of. So come to me right now with your biggest concern, and I'll show you multiple possibilities. Don't try and figure it out. Just let me show it to you. God is showing you tonight, there's a shift that's taking place, that this is a tipping point day for you. And this is a night of answers, that you've come with questions. You have problems, but God has the answers and the solutions and the possibilities for you. And He doesn't want you to leave until you get the answer that you're seeking for. But He doesn't want you to try to figure it out. He just wants you to be open and receive what's possible with Him. Amen.
Talk.
way is there. I just made a way for you. I open up doors that no man can shut, and I shut doors that no man can open. Look for the door. If there's an entrance into your circumstances, there's also an exit door. You keep saying the same things over and over again that keeps you in the circumstances. Ask me for the words and the prayers to speak to get you outside of your circumstances right now. Your circumstances were temporary. They're temporal. They are subject to change. And I'm giving you the words tonight to speak that will give you that breakthrough, that will get you outside of your circumstances. You don't have to stand in that circle anymore, for I have made a way for you. Don't let the yeah buts and the what abouts keep you in your circumstances anymore. I am in the midst. I am there with you. I know what it looks like outside of your circumstances. Again, I've already made a way for you. I'm the God of possibilities. Isn't that true? I'm just asking you to say yes. Just say thank you. For when you say thank you believe me. The way already exists. Jesus is the way. There's a way of escape. But you have a testimony that's waiting that you get to share on the other side with others. Get ready to share that testimony. I've made a way for you. Yes, you. You don't have to be worthy. You don't have to be deserving. I'm giving it to you because I love you. Just open up and receive. Open up and receive.
Again. open up my heart. Once again, you can write the song.
You got.
greatest one that's ever been told. As you come, write your love song on my heart tonight. Would you come, write your love song on my heart thank you.
God's reminding me of the story of the prodigal son, where he came back. And what did the father ask the servants to do? Was put on a robe. And so I just pray that the Lord shows you the robe of righteousness that you're wearing right now. And how beautiful that is. That's how he sees you, clothed in righteousness. And it's because of Jesus. That's how much he loves you. It's unconditional. There's nothing that can separate you from his love. Isn't that true? You don't have to be perfect for him to love you. He is love. He's constantly loving you, and he just wants you to open up and receive more of that unconditional love, that perfect love that casts out fear. It's free. He wants you to trust in the Father's love. The Father's love. He knows a relationship that you had or didn't have with your dad. But Abba Father's love is perfect. And he wants you to receive that perfect love tonight. And from this day forward, you're going to choose to trust in his love that he has for you. Because you're going to take steps of faith. And faith works by love. True? You've been created to walk by faith and not by sight. The Lord's already been speaking to you tonight, and he's not done. He's just started. So ask him to show you right now what it looks like for a perfect father to love you personally. And he'll show you. Thank you.
I surrendered, Father, my life devoted to you.
God wants you to just drink in the love that he has for you, and it's endless. You can receive as much love right now as you want. And just keep thanking him over and over and over again for the love that he has for you. Just thank him again and again and again. It says, rejoice evermore, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus. God's responding to your thanksgiving. Remember what Jesus did with the loaves and fishes? He gave thanks before the miracle happened. Are you waiting for a miracle, or are you thanking God ahead of time? Thank him right now, specifically the desires that he's placed in your heart, and watch him respond to you in love.
Upon the praises of you. defender. Our heart needs tonight.
Just a flow tonight that's going on. It's the flow of His love, and He just wants you to just jump in the river. Just wants you to receive more of what He has for you. But it's your choice to jump in. He's not forcing you. He's saying, come on in. And He showed me a picture of a little boy jumping in a pool. Daddy's got his arms wide open, and he's simply saying, trust me, son, trust me, just jump in. And this fearless son chose to jump in his father's loving arms. So you have the choice right now to jump into the Father's loving arm right now, in that river of love. That perfect love that casts out fear. He's saying, jump. No hesitation, no doubting, no questioning, no fear. There's one that you can trust completely. It's Abba Father. There's one that you can receive perfect, pure, safe love from, it's Abba Father. Now enjoy your presence in His loving arms right now. Thank you. who haven't jumped in, yes, you can. You don't know what it's like on the other side, being in his loving embrace. Don't let the enemy lie to you and deceive you, saying you can't do this. Abba Father's going to keep his arms wide open until you do. So you might as well jump right now. Refreshing in his presence right now. Just be refreshed. Just continue to linger in his presence. He's enjoying this so much. He's so thankful that you said yes to this. To just rest in his presence and receive. Simply receive from him what he's freely given you. Given you hope tonight. He's made a way. He's shown you possibilities. He's invited you to jump in those loving arms. It's a life-changing night for you. Life will never be the same. You're going to rest so peacefully, sleep so peacefully, receiving dreams from heaven. And holy angels have been here the whole time ministering unto you. They've been sent to minister unto you because you're an heir of salvation. And some have felt the glory of God, the weightiness. It's a holy moment. Many have been healed tonight. The Lord has been restoring your soul. Your burdens have been lifted. His yoke is the easy one. You're so thankful for what He's done. He's given you a way of escape out of your circumstances. But He's got more. He's not done yet. Something about just waiting in His presence. He's in no rush, no hurry. He's got a special gift for you tonight. Will you wait on the Lord? Will you be a bit more patient with Him? Extraordinary. Are you ready for God possibilities? Heavenly possibilities? Jesus prayed that the Father's kingdom come, as will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Surrender more. Surrender it all to Him. You belong to the Father. You're His child. He's the one taking care of you. When Abby was singing earlier, the Lord reminded me that He is singing a song over you. He's got His own song just for you. So ask Him right now what that song sounds like.
a song. An opera of song is coming. Loud and powerful voices of the Spirit. An opera of song is coming. Loud and powerful voices of the Spirit. Even shouts and praises to God. Even shouts and praises to God. Yes, praises to the one living God. There will be echoes throughout the earth, the praises of the living God, the praises of the living God, loud praises, glorious praises, for He is Lord, for He is Lord. A song of triumph shall now arise, like nothing you've ever heard in your life. A song of freedom, a song of power, a song of might, of the living God. Yes, there will be quiet, there will be repose, but there'll be a powerful song that arises in your land. Be strong, be courageous. Know that your God is with you. There is no power of hell. There is no power of hell. There is no power of hell that can stop you. The blind will see. The blind eyes of body will see. The blind hearts will see. And there again will be joy. Joy will ring out in song. Happiness and joy will resound and echo. Yes, arms will grow out again, and wheelchairs will be emptied, and hope will come to many. Many, 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 many will see my face. Joy will replace despair. Joy will replace despair. Joy will replace despair. And they will sing, holy, holy, holy. holy is our God. They will sing holy, holy, holy is our God. They will sing holy, holy, holy is our God. The lonely will be set in families. Trust will be restored again. The way of the Spirit is now with you. Now is the day of salvation. Now is the day of salvation. Overcomers, overcomers shall now stand around the earth. Overcomers will now stand around the earth. The King of glory will be praised in this hour. The King of glory will be praised in this hour. A flood of joy. A flood of joy. We'll wash away despair. We'll wash away despair. Rise up, O man of God. Write the song, write the book, preach the sermon that will lift up the weary. Write the sermon that will lift up the weary. For my spirit is with you.